And welcome to Stop the Presses. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson, who is presently, as we speak, at the Trump rally in Las Vegas. He wants to call in, but I just was talking to him on the phone just now, and they play music in between. I don't know if he can call in or not because it was so noisy. And so we'll see how it goes. He's texting me now and said, can you hear me? And I'll say, yes, I can hear you. Okay, so yes, I can hear you. So anyway, we're going to play some recordings. He was already at the Democratic convention or debate that they had in Las Vegas, and just a couple of nights ago on Thursday night, or was it Wednesday night? Wednesday night, excuse me. I believe it was Wednesday night. Whenever it was, he was there. Okay, I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday night. But Mark was there, the roving reporter, the truth hound, on the prowl, and seeing what the Democrats are up to. And, of course, as usual, Trump is always stalking the Democrats. He stalked them in the Iowa, debates and elections. He stalked them in New Hampshire, and Trump had rallies there. So now he's following up and stalking them again in Las Vegas with a rally going on right now, just a day or so right after their big debate. So you got to hand it to the Donald, he's got his way, and some people are offended by it, but I just get a big kick out of what he's doing. And the deep state doesn't like him, that's for sure. So I like him because of that. Anybody that the deep state doesn't like, I always take note of and see what's going on with them, and usually they're doing something right. So I just wanted to highlight a few accomplishments that our president has done, President Trump, and this is out of sync for me. Usually I do health stuff, but today I'm going to do politics. Today we're going to be talking about Democrats. Today I'm going to be talking about Trump. And like I said, this is out of character for me, but here we go. One of the things that I really appreciate what Donald Trump has done is what he's done with rolling back regulations, and he did it in a clever way. And he signed an executive order when he first got in the office. This is in 2016, just two or three years ago, 3 years ago. And, for each new regulation that Congress passes and, that he signs, that means they're going to have to eliminate 22 former regulations, okay? So that's what they've done. So automatically the administration's issued over 67 regulatory actions while imposing only 3 new regulatory actions. They've decommissioned and thrown out 67 regulatory actions that have been put in and past administrations, and these things hold back jobs. They hold back the efficiency of the government. All these regulations are red tape, so for every new regulation they pass, 22 are removed. And I think that's a marvelous thing because it's simplifying the government, making it more streamlined. And so already, with FY, 2017, the administration saved over $8.1 billion in lifetime net regulation cost savings, equivalent of $570 million per year. Okay, so that's just one thing. So this cutting back the red tape, I'm all for a simpler government. I want our government to be simplified. So this has re-energized our agriculture, our energy, our infrastructure sectors by freeing them up from oppressive, stifling regulations, whether it's job creation or whether, you know, it's getting a bridge built, you know, all of a sudden they can, you know, get these things built and get it passed through and get the construction going a lot faster than they used to instead of everything being tied up in red tape. So that's one thing that that I really appreciate about it. He also, you know, took us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. That was huge. That saved us nearly $3 trillion and 6 million industry sector jobs by 2040. Okay, so Mark Anderson's texting me back. Loud music playing now. Trump is up next. I'll try to call soon when music subsides, maybe even during the Trump talk, which might be available via my phone. I've got notes on what Vice President Pence said. So that's live from Mark Anderson at the Trump rally in Las Vegas. So right now what I want to do is if Julie, our board op, can help us, I want to play one of the recordings of Mark Anderson interviewing at, you know, the Democratic debate. And there was one particular recording about the pro-life. There's pro-life Democrats, okay? And this is of an interview he did on one of the pro-life leaders at that meeting. So, Julie, if you can play that tape, just let me know when we can play that and put that on when you can. That would be great. And so we'll hear Mark Anderson's interview. Okay.
Start this.
Okay.
Mark Anderson, Republic Broadcasting, host of Stop the Presses outside the Paris Hotel, 19 February 2020. And I'm speaking to Democrats for Life
of America.
Democrats for Life of America, and you are?
Teresa Bukovanak.
Yeah, and yeah, I was saying to you before I started recording that, like, Andrew Cuomo, mayor of New York, they passed the late-term abortion law. They act like they're at Cinco de Mayo. They act like it's something, you know, that they should celebrate like they're at a party.
Right.
No trepidation, no thought for the life of the infant lost. They act like the mother's only way out is to abort the child. And I've never heard of your group. This is going to be a refreshing view to some. You know, where did you come from, and what brought your group about? How long has it been around?
Sure. Well, we've been around since the 1990s. Kristen Day is our executive director, and we have actually been making quite an effort in this presidential election to come out to the debates and actually protest, because, you know, there were times, even under the Obama administration, where we had kind of a seat at the table, where they still were interested in what pro-life Democrats thought, because they understood that there are a lot of pro-life Democrats. At least 21 million Democratic voters in the U.S. consider themselves pro-life.
You'd never know that by reading the mainstream media.
Absolutely. So, you know, our point of view has become more and more marginalized. We've become more and more silenced, and you hear of things like pro-life groups being censored on Twitter, Facebook. So we just decided, you know what, we're going to come out to the debate. We're done playing nice. We're ready to fight with our party on this, because, you know what, we're going to keep losing elections to Republicans if we don't get it together on this issue. And the fact that our party leadership is completely ignoring the vast majority will of the constituents, and like I was saying right before we started the recording, there was a 2019 Marist poll that revealed that 72% of Democrats want to see abortion more restricted than it is today, and 0% of our leadership holds that position.
So this shows it suggests the mainline media and the Democratic leadership are more in their own camp, almost in cahoots.
It suggests to us that this is a powerful lobby at play, and that it is up to us, the constituents, to come out, to boldly make a protest, to encourage other people to do the same, because we know that they're out there, but they have been stigmatized and shamed into silence.
Well, it's the old trick that if they think that everybody is completely pro-choice, and they give this false impression through the party leadership and the media, then the ones that are more anti-abortion think, well, maybe I'm the one that's crazy. You know, you get that marginalized feeling.
Exactly. So since we've been coming to the debates, though, Kristen Day, I mentioned earlier, she's our executive director. Fox News gave her a question, or allowed her to ask a question at a town hall with Mayor Pete in Iowa a few weeks ago about pro-life Democrats, asking, do you want the vote of pro-life Democrats, and would you be interested, or would you be open to more inclusive language in the Democratic Party platform, saying, you know, that we're welcoming of diversity of views? And he basically said, no, sorry.
So diversity doesn't really always mean diversity.
Right. And then a few weeks before that, Rachel Maddow asked Elizabeth Warren in one of the other debates. And we believe that, you know, that's because we've been out here protesting. And since that town hall with Mayor Pete, now Amy Klobuchar has actually come out and said, oh, actually, I do want the vote of pro-life Democrats.
Which could be an opportunistic statement, but
sure.
At least she said it.
And Bernie has also had to comment on it. So we think that our just showing up here has made a huge effect on this narrative and this conversation happening that needs to happen in our country. When people are walking by and see people like them holding a sign that, like, you know, they're probably having some left-leaning ideals as well, but also some concerns about elective late-term abortion.
Yeah.
Well, hello, welcome to the majority. It's time that we stood up and we take our power back and we turn this party into a party that is truly a party of equality, nonviolence, and non-discrimination.
Well, some say the Democratic Party of today is not your grandma's Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, there's a lot of things that are changing about the world. There's a lot of progress that is happening, that, and there's going to be you know, some discomfort, I think, as we transition culturally. And there is always going to be progress, but we need to progress towards nonviolence. We need to progress towards human rights, not away from them. And abortion rights being wrapped up with other actually progressive causes is just a way to perpetuate a violence and package it as a social good.
Yeah, very well put. I'd like you to give me your email or something.
Totally, I have my card.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I had never heard of your group. And I am pretty well informed, so this I had to get this.
I am so happy you were here then.
Yeah, great. Now, last question while you're giving me the card. Is the Democratic Party also losing it in other areas? They don't seem to be as pro-worker, pro-working class as they used to be. And they don't seem to be as anti-war as they used to be. They used to be kind of the anti-war, pro-worker party. And it seems like they've lost some of that sheen.
Yeah, I think the anti-war thing is really going to be a problem for them with the next generation. With the labor issue, I think that they're moving away from that simply because millennials are less interested in that. But I think that ultimately that's going to hurt them,
that
too.
That could come back to haunt them.
Absolutely.
And the way they threw Tulsi Gabbard under the bus, you know, pretty smart gal, served in the military, pretty erudite, pretty well-spoken.
Pretty moderate on abortion.
Right, but she might have been more sympathetic to this. And they threw her under the bus, of all people. You know?
They sure did. Well, that's right, because at the end of the day, the abortion industry gains their power through their relationship with the Democratic Party. Without the Democratic Party, they have nothing. And if they have leaders like Tulsi Gabbard who are openly saying, I think that we need to restrict third trimester elective abortion, that threatens that relationship in a very serious way. And where would the Democratic Party be financially without the backing of the abortion industry?
Yeah, it's a sad tale in human history. Nice meeting you.
Very nice meeting you.
Take care. Mark Anderson, Stop the Presses.
Wow. So it turns out that the abortion industry is paying the Democratic Party big bucks. It must be a big business. Interesting. And that's coming from a pro-life Democrat. She is head of the pro-life group. And, you know, I would have never known that. You know, I never knew that they had a pro-life group in the Democratic Party, so big, you know, 2-3 million in the Democratic Party are supporting this pro-life group. And I didn't realize how big the abortion business is, and that it's just an industry, and they pay the Democratic Party such big bucks, according to her. And so this is really interesting. I'm glad to get this update. And we've got another recording. It's about you know, this is, again, I'll back up just for people just joined us. This is Mark Anderson on the ground. He's at the Trump rally right now as we speak in Las Vegas, and he also went to the Democratic debates that was in Las Vegas just a couple of days ago. And so he has footage via audio of people he interviewed at the Democratic debates. So we're going to play another one right now. And it's this one is, they're talking about Joe Biden. So I'll let Julie get that ready, and she'll put that on. And he interviewed somebody about Joe Biden, and you know, is, and they think she's a good candidate, and so we'll hear that right now.
Yeah, Mark Anderson, Republic Broadcasting, and I'm talking to
Charlie Jordan.
And you're from?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay, and you're here at the Paris in Las Vegas, Nevada, and today is the 19th of 2020, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think are Joe Biden's strongest points going into this?
I think he's ready to go. I don't think he... I think he's... Uh-oh. Sorry. I think he's... Well, I want to go with y'all then.
Okay. All right. Okay. You were starting to say.
I think he's ready to go day one. I think he can build a strong team. I think he knows what we need to heal this country. And I am not a fan of having to train anybody on the job. And
so his experience.
Yes, his experience.
Because Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders, at least for now, kind of have a surge. Do you think Joe Biden has what it takes to overcome that?
I'm not worried about them. We've had New Hampshire and we've had Iowa. They have no diversity in them whatsoever.
It's early on.
It's very early on. So don't look for any dropouts from Joe Biden.
Any strong points, foreign policy, anything real quick, then we'll be done.
I think just his history and his relationships with all the other foreign leaders, I think is going to help us build back our relationships and build back our reputation.
Yeah, so his experience outweighing the others' initial energy, you might be
Absolutely.
Saying. And what's your name one more time for the record?
Charlie Jordan.
All right, Charlie, thank you.
Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, so she was talking about Joe Biden, and Mark was saying that she was maybe a little bit naive on everything about Joe Biden, but, you know, that's her impression. She's, you know, a strong Democrat, and these are from the Democratic debates. And so anyway, I'm going to go in further about other things that Trump's rally is going on right now. Mark is texting me. He's saying Trump is taking the stage right now. At this moment, he says Trump is taking the stage right now. So maybe, you know, we can have Mark come in and hear, you know, show you a few comments that, because it is so loud, and I know you can hear Trump perfectly. So whatever Mark wants to do, this is his show. And so I'm waiting on his cue. So we've got, you know, Mark Anderson in Las Vegas cueing me in on text, and he might want to have Trump, whatever he's saying, speak right on the show. We'll see. And I'll just say, whatever you want to do, Mark, it's your show. Okay, whatever you want to do. It's hard to text and talk at the same time. It's like they tell you, don't text and drive. Well, it's hard to text and talk at the same time, too. Okay, whatever you want. It's your show, Mark. All right, so whatever you want to do. Anyway, so yeah, our president is now taking the stage in Las Vegas, and he's speaking. Mark Anderson is right there, you know, on the ground inside the convention. He's got his press pass, and he's been interviewing people, and he's going to have interviews of Trump supporters as well. And so I don't know if we can do that on this show or not, because it's so loud. You know, so we'll just see. We were planning to have Mark come on and have people he interviews and have them right on our show, Stop the Presses, on his show, Stop the Presses, today. But we can only do so much. So we're doing what we can. We got another recording we'll have later on in the second hour. But right now we're going to go to commercial break. Oh, we'll be right back.
No hero in the tragedy. No villain in homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to Stop the Presses. I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, and you know, we have a simultaneous thing going on. Mark Anderson is in Las Vegas at the Trump rally as we speak. He was also at the Democratic convention 2 days ago or a couple of nights ago, and so we're going to have Mark coming on
today. We are thrilled to have with us 14 players.
Hey, Johnny, here's President Trump speaking. Let's see if it comes through. Testing 1-2 here. Here we go.
And they were amazed. They said, what, it's a big crowd. I said, it's only for you guys to come. You know, this thing was supposed to be for the season. I said, let me get back to Washington. Do it early. So we gave you almost no notice. You have thousands of people outside, thousands of people inside. You saw what happened in Colorado. It was unbelievable. Every place we go, it says, incredible. I don't know if you saw the pictures last night of the outside. In Colorado, it was incredible. You could have filled that arena 4 times, it was a big arena. So I hated
to do it till 12 o'clock. So they said, let's go. I want to get back. We got to deal with China. We got to deal with Russia. We got to deal with North Korea, South Korea. We got to deal with the rest of the world. Get my people back. We got to get the hell out of here, right? But we have a lot of time. I'd like to ask to invite these incredible sport legends to join me on stage. A friend of mine, a very good golfer, by the way.
Johnny, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, President Trump is going through, as you heard a little bit, I think, he's introducing some sports figures and some local celebrities. I'm reporting here a little bit before the bottom of the hour. And Vice President Mike Pence was just up there before Trump, calling Trump the most pro-life president in American history. And that Donald Trump is all about jobs, 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 reportedly 7 million jobs created in the country, 125,000 of which are in Nevada, evidently. And Pence boasted that the Trump White House has cut more red tape than any president in U.S. history, reportedly. And Pence also called the Democratic debate 2 nights ago here in Vegas, quote, a demolition derby. I hope I'm coming through clearly. It's quite noisy here. But
yes,
let me know when the ads are coming.
Yes, we can hear you fine, Mark.
Yeah, President Trump is going through preliminary comments right now. But he poked fun at the Democrats for still counting the votes, he says. Still counting the votes out of Iowa. Of course, Trump met the Dems in Iowa. And then after that in New Hampshire, Trump headed them off at the pass in New Hampshire. And now, 2 nights ago at the Paris Casino, the Dems had their debate, and Trump is heading him off at the pass today in Las Vegas, Nevada, right down the street from where their debate was 2 nights ago. And so it's very interesting. Pence added, quote, the Dems run down the president because they can't run against the president. That's something that Vice President Pence added in his preliminary comments. And he also said they can't impeach him, nor can they defeat him. And so these are some of the comments.
Very interesting.
Yeah, now President Trump, again, is speaking right now. He's still going through preliminaries. He's honoring local people and state-level people. He had a lot of very funny quips. But it's a standing room only here at the Las Vegas Convention Center on Paradise Avenue. And I managed to get press access for RBN. It's a lot of excited people, and it's women and minorities and Asians and African-American people. It's certainly not just quote-unquote white America. But anyway, you can hear President Trump in the background as I move around. He's reading off the names of local people he wants to honor and recognize.
I'm so glad you're filling us in, because you're coming in clearer than President Trump.
Yeah, in the second half of the show, I'm going to sign out for now. In the second half, I'll try this again, but we also have some audio from the Democratic debate 2 nights ago outside the Paris Hotel. Reporting for RBN, this is Mark Anderson for Stop the Presses. We'll talk later.
Thank you, Mark. See you in the second hour. Okay, that was Mark Anderson. He was just, he's going to be back in the second part of the hour. And I'm just reviewing a few of the things that they're really remarkable that Trump has done. And one of the things he did is he not only eliminated NAFTA, but he created the USMCA, or USMC, which is the Mexican agreement with Canada and America. We're going to break, and I'll be right back.
Simple smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. You are listening to Stop the Presses. This is Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. We've got Mark Anderson, who is in Las Vegas as we speak at the Trump rally. He was previously two nights ago at the Democratic National debate there in Las Vegas. And again, Trump is stalking the Democrats like he did in Iowa, like he did in New Hampshire. Now he's stalking them just back to back in Las Vegas. And Julie, go ahead and play that next clip of Mark interviewing the people in the Las Vegas Democratic debate.
Mark Anderson, Stop the Presses, 19 February 2020, outside the Paris Hotel where the Dems debate is taking place. And you are?
David Barnes.
And you're from here in Nevada?
Actually, I'm from Tacoma, Washington.
You came here for this?
I did.
Great. I noticed a little while back that Andrew Yang, who had some interesting monetary ideas, and Tulsi Gabbard, who kind of was bringing back the traditional position of the Democratic Party to be anti-war, that it seems like the party brass and or the big media sort of pushed them, kicked them under the bus, or at least marginalized them. What is your view?
I think that the party definitely has a trajectory that it's going that's really hard to change, and I think that populist movements like ours and Bernie's are only going to take this sort of disenfranchisement for so long. I think that the party could make the argument that it's not doing these things, but when you have as contentious of a race as we had in 2016 and then pick someone like Tim Kaine to be VP, it doesn't really reunite the party. And so as we head into this 2020 election and nomination, it's looking more and more to the people who have been inside that we're going to head towards a broken convention. And though they changed the rules to where the superdelegates are put only into the second round and they're not able to vote in the first, it looks like we're going to have a second round vote, which means that they're going to be able to put their thumb on things. And the party can't avoid us forever. Eventually, we're going to have to, they're going to have to recognize that not everybody falls in line with their mainstream media, NBC, Comcast-ready message.
I just talked to Democrats who are pro-life, the Democrat pro-life group that was right over there. That struck me as something that's maybe marginalized by the party and the media, because, it, like you say, they want everybody to sort of march the same direction. Maybe there's other examples.
Well, there's a great interview that just happened on The Daily Show. Former GOP advisor, I can't remember his name, but he was talking about how the Republicans would try to fit people into their districts that match that district and didn't push so hard on having a blanket check off on every single thing about the party that you need to be aligned with.
Be more reflective.
Right. And I think the party is seeing the dividends of the fact that they've stuck to that kind of thought process, because now we're having more and more factions that don't fall in line with exactly what they're thinking. And so it's harder and harder to feel like this big tent really is a big tent. So I'm still a progressive. I've been a progressive all my adult life. But I don't know if Democratic Party or DNC means progressive anymore. I think that Andrew Yang rightly likes Theodore Roosevelt. And I think that a character like that brings a lot of Americans together. And I think the Yang Gang is more interested in solutions that work and solutions that help Americans rather than getting into this tribalistic fight that we've been in. And I'm feeling more tribalistic within the party than I am with the rest of America.
Are any of the media-anointed, DNC-anointed candidates who are debating tonight, do any of those interest you very much?
You know, I'd say, I think this is a consensus among the Yang Gang. People are going to vote their conscience, but we're also trying to... Andrew's still in, and as it looks more and more like a broker convention, if we can get enough votes, I think that we can have a lot more of a say-so in that process. But a lot of the Yang Gang are definitely against some people. I would say that Pete Buttigieg has people that have definitely made direct efforts against us, both online and behind the scenes, to where we do not like Pete Buttigieg. I would say that he's the top of the list, and Bloomberg is probably the next, because it feels like he's buying the democracy and the give that it seems like the DNC is able to change some of their rules for Bloomberg because he's funding them, basically. Whereas with Andrew Yang and Cory Booker, Julian Castro, and a variety of other candidates, when they requested anything in Tulsi Gabbard, nothing was accommodated for because they weren't paying for it. So I'd say, if anything, the Yang Gang has a consensus on not liking certain people.
Did Gabbard bow out, or some of the other so-called minority candidates, or are they technically still in?
I'm sure some other candidates are on the ballot, but until they endorse somebody else, then I think it's still if there's real support on the ground, then those supporters can come out and support.
I think Castro bowed out, didn't he, technically?
Yeah, he endorsed Elizabeth Warren.
Oh.
Yeah, and then so I'm sure that Kamala and Cory are holding out, but they didn't seem to have the kind of grassroots support that the Yang Gang has. And more we're turning into our own movement that believes in Andrew's message, but becoming more interested in local offices and races across the country. So we're here to stay.
All right. Thanks a lot, sir.
Yeah. Good talking.
Wow. Very interesting. So I love what he said. It says I'm more tribalist with the DNC than I am with America. Here's Mark Anderson live.
Hey, Johnny, coming to you from the Las Vegas Convention Center. Let's try and hear President Trump for a minute or two, and then I'll comment. Here you go.
Who won the debate, Trump?
at it when fake news CNN, oops, there goes the camera. They write this one off. I can tell every one of them I know I'm talking about. I know the operators, I know the cameramen. They're okay. They're all on our side, by the way. Get that camera off. I don't need it. Get that camera off of the news. All right, I'm sorry. But how about MSDNC? And they're owned by people that really are bad. I think they're very bad for our country. The owners of Comcast, rotten company, bad for our country. Very bad. They try to have all these PR things to try and keep their image nice and clean.
And I hope this is coming through clear, Johnny.
So yes, we can hear.
I think the old days, you had that license. They can say whatever they want to say, and let's see what happens over the next.
We'll just give it another minute or two.
Bunch of dishonest people, Comcast. Terrible company. Terrible people running that company. And you know what? I had Celebrity Apprentice. I had The Apprentice on for 14 seasons.
The president's running down Comcast, CNN, and MSNBC.
Come to my office and they would kiss my ass. Stop. Please stop. You know, it's an interesting story. They came and we signed. You know who signed me? Jeff Zucker. One of the only things he's done good in broadcasting. But I signed. And NBC, as you know, is so much. But I signed. And they figured the show would be a total...
Talking about NBC being gobbled up by Comcast.
And then the show goes, started at 10, went to 8, went to 7, went to 5, went to 4, went to 2, went to 1. I had the number one show on all of television. It was the phenomenal, and the final episode, remember that? We had, one of the biggest shows of the year. It was a tremendous success, but here I was, signed with NBC. And they didn't even want to waste the ink.
He's regaling the audience with lots of stories here.
They didn't do it, you stupid people. So they paid me very little for the first season. I think $25,000.
Referring to The Apprentice days.
Okay, it's fine. I didn't know it was going to be so, you know. Hey, just when things were successful. It's a reason. Because when I left the Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I like that, Arnold Schwarzenegger very nice thing. But the show did not exactly succeed. But I had it on, and they wanted me to sign some more, and I said, no, I'm going to run some
president. They wanted him to sign more Apprentice seasons, but he decided to run for president.
I didn't know anything about that. I had an agent, wonderful guy from Wyndham Mars. And he said, sir, I don't like to resign. No business show has ever done well on that one. Sir, I don't like to resign. Sir, don't resign. You know, I have a problem. I shook the hand of somebody. I have to. Mark Remembers Gradings. But we shook hands. So I have to. I agree, there's no business like children. So he said, I don't want you to start to break it. So I can't break it. Anyway, so the show started and became the number one show.
And so that's some of what President Trump is saying right now, Johnny.
Well, dang, is it a big crowd there?
Oh, yeah, jam-packed here at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Beautiful weather outside. Trump is still kind of telling anecdotal stuff. He's building up to more climactic comments later. He just said a minute ago before we got him on the air, any poll that the media gives you is fake. Now he's coming out against polling stronger than ever before, Johnny.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad he's filling us in.
Yeah, I don't think he has said much about polling, and he's saying more about it now, to the best of my estimation.
Yeah, that's correct.
He also made another, he poked additional fun at Elizabeth Warren. He said, I have more Indian blood than her, and I have none.
You might be right.
Which is a pretty clever comment, to say the least.
Yes.
Also, just before we heard Trump just now, he said that the media is still trying to trap him in the Russian narrative by saying that Putin wants Donald Trump to get reelected. Therefore, you wouldn't want to vote for Trump because Putin supports Trump.
Oh, God.
And so he poked at the media about that. And he also said that Donald Trump said, I know Tulsi Gabbard. Of course, she's the decent Democrat that the Dems threw under the bus. And Trump said he knows Jill Stein. And he doesn't know much about them. He knows about them. He doesn't know them. He knows of them. But he said the one thing he knows for sure about Tulsi and Jill Stein is that they are not agents of Russia. Repeat, they're not agents of Russia. And so that's some other things. Trump right now is getting back to CNN and Comcast and MSNBC and chewing them a new you-know-what and really, really stomping on the media as well as polling. And he said, meanwhile, while the media and the DNC grouse about Russia and China and those old worn-out narratives, the DNC is not thinking about jobs, not thinking about infrastructure. And Trump said, quote, we want to get along with Russia and China. Then he added, who the hell wants conflict? Yeah, pretty interesting. Who the hell wants conflict? So clearly he's not on a war path, even though him and Pence talk a lot about building up the media, making sure our soldiers are paid well, making sure vets are well cared for, making sure armaments are modernized, but yet while building a military of strength, at least the rhetoric of Pence and Trump is to have a less aggressive foreign policy even while we have a stronger military.
I think that's what's been happening, Mark.
And he's talking about the defense of the Constitution right now. I see we got about 12 minutes to go in today's Stop the Press's show. Let me see if in a moment we can hear more of what Trump is saying directly. Hold on.
Perfect.
Am I coming through okay?
Yes.
Come here. You got to see me. I love it. I'm going to order me one that I think. Come on up here. He looks safe.
He's still introducing people to come up to the stage. He's recognizing a lot of people. Another theme I'll mention, Johnny, is that a couple of speakers before Vice President Pence and then Vice President Pence himself and the president a little bit are all really urging Nevadans, Nevada people, and the people across the country to get to the polls. There's a concern. Evidently, the concern is that people might get too sure that Trump's going to win. They might get too cocky. They might get too confident. And then enough Trump supporters won't get out to the polls. So that's a huge thing. And I'll put that out to listeners. Those that support Trump, those listeners that do, make sure you get out to the polls and make sure you get others out to the polls. I'm not telling you how to vote, but if you do support Trump, get out to the polls yourself and get others out to the polls who are like-minded. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't take it for granted. That's what Trump supporters are saying, Johnny.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very key point.
It really is. No, don't take it for granted. That's what they're saying. Yes, the Dems are crazy. Yes, it was a demolition derby, their debates the other night here in Vegas, as Pence said. But, you know, sometimes with modern-day voting machines and the ability to steal elections and people taking things for granted, you don't know what could happen. So that's why these things are being emphasized.
I just said, how long?
He says they're still counting in Iowa.
Yes, my God, how could they still be counting? And never forget, it's not who passed the vote, it's who counts the vote that matters. Anyway, here's a little bit more of Trump while we have time.
Excellent.
They both got nothing, right? Here we go. That's cool. No, it's just
Jesus. So much stuff out here.
Jesus loves you. Well, the extreme left has been wasting America's time with vile hoaxes. We've been killing terrorists, creating jobs, raising wages, enacting terrorism, securing our borders, lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed.
Jobs, trade, and other things being said here.
25,000 new jobs last month alone, way above anticipated.
That's 125,000 jobs last month in just Nevada.
New jobs since the election. The number was supposed to be under 2 million, and we had 7 million. You remember?
7 million added nationally jobs.
Is going to have headlines. Okay, Your Honor. I mean, first up, I've got to be very careful. Even if I did it wrong in the long run, they'll say it was wrong. But it was wrong in the long run. That's so good. That is very precisely the character. The Democrats don't have to pay them. We've destroyed the ISIS territory. We're going to pay 100%.
Now he's calling attention to Al Baghdadi, the suspected terrorist being dead. Putting it on speakerphone.
And when I came in 2 years ago, ISIS was all over the place. And I just said, knock it out. We knocked it out of Syria, Iraq, other places.
Now there the president was emphasizing getting rid of ISIS mostly or completely.
Which is what we should have done in Iraq, too, by the way. I would have done that, making a lot of money with all that oil. But you remember that whole thing, I said, you got to find Al Baghdadi. I've been saying that actually for 2 years. I had a lot of other things to do the first year. My fight off the Democrats, With their think of it. If they use their genius, because they're a genius for that stuff, they can take the basically crazy president who said very specifically there was no president. He doesn't even know what's going on. And they can take this perfect call. Thank goodness I had a great strike. The big whistleblower said that the call was totally different than what the call was. So when I released the transcript today,
I'm not sure how clearly that came through, Johnny, but he's addressing the audience now about the fake whistleblowers and that the president of Ukraine didn't even know what was going on and never thought for a moment there was quid pro quo or any kind of trade-off of military aid for dampening or undercutting Biden. So he's reiterating some of those themes right now.
I appreciate that because we can get the full story when you have put your two cents in.
Yeah, it's a little. I'm figuring it's a little hard to hear. He speaks in high tones, and then he kind of tapers his the volume of his voice down a bit. But anyway, as we wind up today's show, we also have Vice President Pence say that the Trump administration has cut more red tape than any president in history, cutting regulations, that is. And also, Pence made a very interesting comment that Trump sending the Marines to protect the U.S. Embassy in Iraq was tantamount or on the same plane as trying to prevent another Benghazi. This is how they characterized it. Accurate or not, that's how they characterized it.
Very accurate.
It may very well be. We don't know. Had the Marines not went in to the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, might that have become another Benghazi like what happened on Hillary Clinton's watch when she was Secretary of State? We'll never know for sure, but that's an interesting analogy, and we can analyze that a little more later. And I see the time for today's show is quickly winding up. I'm sure listeners have already heard the Dems for Life, an actual pro-life Democrat group that I met outside the Dems debate the other night on Wednesday. Who knew that a group even existed like that? The media, the DNC, keeps that under wraps. So that's another unique thing to share today on Stop the Presses.
We played all three of your recordings.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, the Biden supporter, the short one that you played, God bless her and all, but I think she's rather naive to think that Joe Biden, who's now third or fourth in the polls on the Dem side, that he's going to pull ahead despite the momentum from Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg. That might be an undeserved momentum, but nevertheless, they have momentum. And that on top of Joe Biden's age and some of the creepy things he's done online involving children, let's just be blunt, I don't think he has nearly as much of a chance as that lady told me in that audio.
You're correct, yes.
At any rate, I'll be signing out in just a moment. But I think that pretty much sums up the key things that were said. And some are calling Trump's recent State of the Union the greatest State of the Union speech ever given. There's no way to really gauge that. But he's getting a lot of praise for that most recent State of the Union. And we're also told as we wind up today's show that the 200th judge, a lower court federal judge, the 200th lower court federal judge, was just confirmed by President Trump, including in the notoriously liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. That made my day.
Yeah, and evidently what this might do is create a wider legal avenue for Trump to make more fundamental changes to our country.
Well, that's the nutty ninth, and they've had such a problem because every time the nutty ninth comes out, they strike down some progress that's been made. So that's really great that there's another conservative judge in the nutty ninth.
Exactly. If he gets enough judgeships in his favor, then school prayer and other social changes, overturning Roe v. Wade, other aspects of cleaning the swamp, especially in the social realm, but also First Amendment, Second Amendment issues. If more judges are in Trump's camp, then he'll clean the swamp better along those lines.
That is such great news. I'm so glad to hear there's another conservative judge in the 9th District. That's fantastic.
Anyway, that's what I've had to share so far. Thanks for doing this for me, Johnny, and thanks out there in the audience for listening live and on the archive here on Stop the Presses. I'm Mark Anderson reporting instead of being the host for a change, and thanks, Johnny Delirious, for being the host.
You're welcome, Mark. Have a good time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care, and hopefully this first on-the-scene report from a presidential rally worked okay. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.